Two legends of the Great American Songbook, Barbara Cook and John Pizzarelli, come together on the Mahawi stage this weekend, August 4th at 8 o'clock, for an exclusive and special night. Barbara Cook's beautiful soprano, purity of tone, and warm presence have delighted audiences for more than 50 years. Considered Broadway's favorite ingenue during the heyday of the Broadway musical, she went on to launch a second career as a concert and recording artist, playing on the biggest stages around the globe. She will be at the Mahawi with John Pizzarelli on Saturday night, and it's a great pleasure to have her join us on the roundtable today. Barbara Cook, thank you very much for being with us. What a delight.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really looking forward to this. I think you have such a lovely little theater there at the Mahawi, and I've been wanting to play with John for a long time. He's so wonderful, so I'm really looking forward to it.
How does that work, where a combination like this comes together, where you say, this is someone I would like to work with, and now we will work together?
I don't think I had anything to do with it. I think agents arranged all of this, if I remember correctly. That's, as far as I know, I guess it can work many different ways, but I think that's what happened in this case.
Give us a sense of the practice that will go into this. That will the two of you just show up, or will there be conversations leading up to the performance?
Well, we've had several conversations already. We'll have some rehearsal this weekend, toward the end of the week. And we're not going to sing together, but John will be accompanying me several times. And we've worked on, I think it'll work out very well. I'm looking forward to it. Nice songs, so I think people will enjoy it. And of course, John is just, oh my God, the best. I love his work.
What makes it so good?
What makes him so good? I guess some of the things that make everybody good who's good, talent, and he's just extraordinarily talented and fun on stage. Have you ever seen John?
I have. He has actually performed here many times.
Oh, God. It's such excellence. His whole group, they're all wonderful.
Does it allow you a level of, well, certainly trust, but even where you can relax a little bit and just enjoy the music yourself when you are with someone who is that accomplished?
Well, in this case, for sharing the program, that is that we'll do something together in the beginning, and then John does his stuff, and then we do something together, and then I do my stuff, and then we do some things together at the very end of the show. And I think people will enjoy it. I just feel sure they will.
At what point did you know that you wanted to be on Broadway, that you wanted to sing for a living?
Oh, my goodness. You're talking the dark ages. Well, I used to love films when I was a little girl. If they wanted to know where I was in the movie house, probably. And I used to love that. And you would think that I wanted to be in the movies, you know. But what I wanted to do was be in the shows that were in the movies. You know, all those movies of let's get together and make a show, like those,
right,
like Mickey and Judy kind of stuff, and 42nd Street, all those shows, all those movies. I wanted to be not in the movie, but in the show in the movie, if you know what I mean. So whenever people asked me what I wanted to do, I said I wanted to do musical comedy. We didn't talk about musical theater in those days. And I didn't really know what musical comedy was in a certain sense, because I'd never seen one except in the movies. I'd never seen one for real. But that's what I told everybody what I wanted to do. And then I came to New York and tried to do it. That's the answer to that, I guess.
In coming to New York and trying to do it, you certainly did it. How long did it take you till you say, okay, this is where I wanted to be?
Well, it didn't take me long to decide what I wanted to do. When I came to New York, it was about 3 years before I got my first show. Now, that really is not any time at all. But when you're a kid and you're living through 3 years, it seemed a very long time to me then. So I was very lucky, I was in the right package physically and I could sing nicely. So, you know, I got a lot of work right away.
When you got Candide in 1956, what was it about the role that you knew you would connect with?
Well, that's interesting. I wasn't sure I'd connect with it at all. I was scared to death. But I couldn't, naturally, couldn't turn it down. Working with those high-powered folks, working with Leonard Bernstein and with Lillian, there's just no way I would have turned it down. I was surprised at the time that I got the role because I had never sung anything that high before in my life. You know, people think I started out as an opera singer or something. Nothing could be farther from the truth. I had those high notes, but I didn't really think they were usable. I mean, I just thought it was me, when I hit a high note, I think, oh, it's me acting like an opera singer. You know, just sort of pretending. And I never thought of it as something that was useful. And I was just as surprised as everybody else when I was able to do that aria. But, you know, basically that role is about that aria. You got to be able to do that. And it was the most difficult thing I've ever done.
And then,
musically.
And then came Music Man, and, of course, a classic in musical theater. And you think of how incredible the voice is, but also warm, but the agility is just incredible. And that really, it seemed as though
I'm
that
sorry, what is the word you use? The what?
Agility.
Agility, I see.
It seems as though that role really allowed you to show your talents, your many facets.
Well, it's a wonderful role. It's a wonderful show. God, it's so beautifully put together. Beautiful show. Even now, it just works. You know, you need to. The one thing you need, though, is Harold Hill, this main character. It's got to be a very sexy actor. Otherwise, it doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense because what happens is Harold Hill comes in and just seduces this entire town. And this has got to be somebody who's very, very sexy. Bob Preston was perfect, absolutely perfect, and great to work with, just great.
When you made the decision, as I mentioned in the introduction, of having that label of Broadway's leading ingenue, at what point did you say, okay, now I just want to go on stage and perform these songs and do an act where it's just me?
Well, you know, it always surprises me when people say I was Broadway's famous favorite ingenue, because the roles I played were not ingenue roles. In Candide, you know, finally, she becomes an old crone and comes out of the river at the end of the show with a big hump on her back. It's a caricature, you know. And then Music Man, she's a spinster. Her mother's afraid she's not going to get married. She's an older, you know, she's getting older. So I don't know how, I guess it's because of the way I looked, you know. It's got a sweet American look, I suppose. But the roles were not actually, or even in She Loves Me, that's not really an ingenue role. So I don't know how that happened. And, of course, somebody wrote it years ago, and it keeps getting picked up, if you know what I mean.
I do indeed. But by the same token, you're still the star. You're still the one coming out. The character's background is certainly one thing, but you were the, at one point, after these very successful turns, you were the person that many people are going to the theater to see.
Well, I hope so. I never felt that way, you know, when I was in theater. I never felt people were coming to see me. I thought they were mainly, you know, just come to see the show. And it was only after I started working on my own that I began to see that I had a following, you know, that Barbara Cook had a following, not just Music Man. And it was an interesting time, an interesting discovery for me.
It was beautiful to see you receive the Kennedy Center honor in December of last year, and I assume that is quite an honor.
It was, you're not kidding. Wow, I tell you, It's a pretty amazing thing. It's such a validation of one's work, and it be, for some of us, we're talking about it. It's also, it becomes a validation of your life, you know, because we put our lives, most of us, into our work, and to see that honored is a great, great feeling. You know, people ask me during that time how it felt and all of that, and I said, well, if I could boil it down to one word, I feel understood. I felt, it made me feel that people got what I was trying to do all these years. So it's just a great, great thing. And the idea, you know, that you're on this list of now of all these people who've gotten this award, it's mind-blowing, I'll tell you. There's so many people not on the list. And I think what happened, I asked about it. Sometimes people simply died before they had a chance to be honored.
Mm.
You know, you got to be alive. You got to be there. They don't do it. It's never posthumous. And Ethel Merman, for instance, should be on that list.
And
of course, that certainly doesn't in any way diminish Ethel Merman's role in musical theater. Can't.
You say that it's validation and that people understood. What is it that you think they understand now about you, that you were hoping that they would understand?
Well, you know, I've never been this extraordinarily exciting, dazzling person. I just go out there and try to be honest and truthful and, you know, it's what I try to do. And evidently, people believe I have done that. And that's a great feeling. They get it. To get what I've been trying to do.
Barbara Cook and John Pizzarelli will perform on the stage of the Mahewi Performing Arts Center this Saturday, August 4th at 8 o'clock. You can find out more information by going to mahewi.org. Barbara Cook, a great honor and pleasure to speak with you. I can't wait to see you here in the Berkshires, and I thank you very much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Noel. I'm really looking forward to it. Love that little theater.
A delight.
Okay.
Barbara Cook, thank
Bye-bye.
You very much. Again, Barbara Cook and John Pizzarelli performing at the Mahewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, mahewi.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
compensate for my fallen state, purchased as they were at such an awful cost. Bracelets, lavaliers, can they dry my tears? Can they blind my eyes to shame? Can the brightest brooch shield me from reproach? Can the purest diamond purify my name? And yet, of course, these trinkets are endearing. I'm awesome, that my sapphire is a star.